Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Beto Duran slides into the chair along with Cappy. Beto, what's up?
How you doing?
Everything is great.
Yeah, once I figure out these headphones.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, is there still debate about the octopus and how many arms it has?
Kangaroos.
Yeah, we're having a debate back here because it's garbage.
Octopuses have 6 arms and 2 legs. I'm reading the study right now. Don't argue with me.
6 arms, 2 legs.
6 arms, 2
Greg,
legs.
Yeah, people are.
It's more so the
as long
kangaroo
as there's 8,
is
there's
the
still 8
problem.
Things there. All right.
The kangaroo is the tough one because that 5 is ridiculous. It has 2 little arms and a tail.
It uses those arms. It does walk on those
but
arms.
He did
arms.
Specify at the beginning anything that could be used as legs.
I mean, I can use my arms as a legs if I wanted
hey, can
to,
I
but
tell
I'm
you
not
game
really.
Was it?
It
not
was
really.
My game.
Of course.
It was my game. kangaroos have they use their paws as legs. Those little ones they use as legs.
Yes.
And they also use their tail for
the
balance.
Tail?
They use it like a leg. But you were wrong. You didn't have 4 either. You had
no.
2.
I did go
still
2.
And you said you claimed that there's a creature that has a million
one
legs.
Million-legged
million
millipede. Does not mean million,
you did not
apparently.
Deserve to win once
yeah,
you guessed
totally fine, and that's
a
I'm
million
now.
Legs.
I didn't complain during it. I'm complaining
but did you
now.
Win, Greg?
No.
Shocker.
No.
I won last month.
You won last month.
You don't. You're not whiny if you win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why would I whine
if I
won?
He won a million
won?
Times before.
Jorge.
Coming strong today, Jorge. So Cappy, you're talking about your dad. Friday, I'm going to be in Del Mar. I'm taking a couple days. I'm going to go to Del Mar. I want to go to the track.
Can I fill in for you Friday?
Yeah, check with.
Okay, cool.
Check with CG.
No problem.
We'll tell you. Cappy, are you going to be at the track with us?
I'm not scheduled to, but here, let me throw an idea at you. You
okay,
ready?
Ready.
What if I told you I could
Ramona.
Take... Yeah, this is now a 30 for 30. What if I told you I could take my broadcast equipment from my...
What if I told you...
Okay, sorry.
I could then transport my equipment to the racetrack, and I could broadcast live from the track on Friday.
No, he wants you to party with them.
No,
man.
That would be cool. So you want to do the show from the track? Do you actually have the equipment to be able to do that?
I can't
figure it out from home, and you're going to do it at the track?
Fair point. But I would I would actually go to test the lines, if you will. That's,
do it.
That's engineering talk right
do
there
it.
Is what that is.
Do
nice.
It.
Just take the day off and let me fill in with somebody else.
Well, okay.
I'll do Mason in Ireland, and then I'll do Sedano and Cap.
Oh, you'll do both shows.
Friday of Bet. Let's go.
Bethel Friday.
Now, wait a second.
It's a brand new tradition.
Mace, what about this? You ready?
Yeah.
What if I do this? What if I take off this Friday, and instead of taking off Monday, Tuesday of next week, I only take off Monday. So I go Friday,
right.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I come back on the air on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yep.
Since I'm already scheduled Monday, Tuesday next week, everybody's keeping score at home, as you
said. Everybody.
We're all locked in on your schedule right
Thank
now.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate
I'm looking
that.
At your time card
yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Friday, you're taking off. You and Mace are going to get loaded.
So what could I do on Friday? I know Lindsay Baseball maybe could help us out, but I could find somebody who could jump in on Friday. Beto, who do you want to work with on Friday?
No, I'll do a solo. You go hang out with Mason.
Beto solo.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Like Sliwa after night.
Beto.
Yeah.
It's all
Cap,
Beto
take
radio.
The day off. You and Mason hang out. Have a reunion. Wear the cool hats. I mean, the last thing we want is Cap at Del Mar at 5 o'clock looking around going, man, I mean, because you know what's going to happen. Everybody's going to see him. He's going to be doing the point.
Right.
And he's going to forget he's doing a show.
Yeah.
And he just leaves.
Yeah, Poof. Exactly.
Yeah, Beto after dark, right?
Oh,
let's
Beto
go.
After dark.
Oh, yeah.
Beto at sunset.
Oh, yeah.
Beto at sunset.
I just want to see Cap and Mason unite at Del Mar.
Hey, Cappy, do you have horses running on Friday? How many horses do you have this year? Sedano would love this conversation. How many horses do you have this year?
I think we're down to 6 now.
What do you mean down to 6? Are they...
I think we started.
Them.
Yeah, a couple got claimed. Although we sold one in a race, we bought the winner out of that race. Beto made some money on our horses.
I made $40 off his horse the other day.
Oh, that
nice.
A boy.
Yeah. Nice. Now, do you have any winners this year?
We have one winner.
We won the other day.
Yeah, you won.
Yeah. We have a first place, a
long
second
shot.
Place, and a couple of fifth places.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice. Okay.
Our in the money percentage is 50%. Our win percentage is 25%. So it's not terrible so far.
So I can't bet on one of your horses on Friday.
I'm going to look into the schedule and see what we've got. Okay.
All right, so, Betta, let me ask you your opinion on something, or in YouTube Cap. This morning in the L.A. Times, there was an article written by the great Helene Elliott, Hall of Famer writer. In which she tells a story about Bob Miller, the great Hall of Fame Kings announcer, mm-hmm. who...
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah. He's going to read it word for word, and I want you to see if you think I should do anything about it or just roll with it.
So appeared on our show the day after the Kings won the Stanley Cup.
Dave
Bob Miller was in studio. Right.
Yeah.
So here's what Helene Elliott writes. Their respect for each other was genuine and deep. The morning after the Kings won their first Stanley Cup championship in 2012, Miller and his wife Judy, on short sleep, trekked to downtown L.A. for him to be a guest on the John Mason and Steve Ireland radio show.
Oh, good God.
Now, here's the interesting thing, Cap and Beto. I know Helene, have known her for years.
Yes.
Do you think she thinks my name is John Mason? Because she says, hi, John.
She does.
Does she think I'm Mason and he's Ireland? Or did a copy editor screw this up?
Helene is so meticulous, too, with her details when she reports.
Right.
She was one of the few reporters. I did a podcast with her when I worked at the LA Times.
Uh-huh.
She was the first female to be able to cover Notre Dame football.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, no, she's great.
So wait, I have a question.
Yes, Kathy. Your new name is John Mason. Forget. Just roll with it. That's your name, John Mason.
Are you guys holding on to a physical paper, like a hard paper?
No.
Okay. I just want you guys to know that I'm looking at the article right now.
Yeah, and they've corrected it.
Yes.
We did make a big deal out of this at the start of the show, Cap, so we may have ruined it. But still, it was originally in there. So do you think Helene thinks my name is Steve Ireland or John Mason?
John Mason.
John Mason for sure.
Yeah, okay.
I think John Mason.
So
like
when Mason is there at the Chick Hearn press room and Helene is there, and I have a very good relationship with Helene. Her husband, Dennis, is a great guy. If I say, hey, Helene, do you know John? Or no, she thinks I'm John Mason. Right. Do you know Ireland?
You know Steve Ireland right here?
Nah, she has no clue who this Steve guy is.
No.
But do you think she knows who I am?
Yeah, she knows you're John Ireland. I think it was just an honest mistake. That's all it is.
By the way, I think it's totally an honest mistake also. Yeah, but Helene Elliott is unbelievably meticulous.
But also, your name is now John Mason.
We're a little mad at Greg that our imaging today was not John Mason and now John Mason and Steve Ireland. It's not too late to drop that in tomorrow, Greg.
Oh, no. I'm going to make sure that morale is all over that tomorrow.
She acknowledged the show. It could have easily just been a radio show.
A radio show in downtown L.A. Exactly. True.
She tried.
Shout us out.
Yeah, true.
Jim Barrero messed up. A copy editor.
Right. Where's the editor? The editor should know this
for
sure.
We're not blaming Helene. She's too good.
No.
Jim Barrero.
Somebody. Well, I don't even know. Why,
he used to work at ESPN.
Right. Why are you throwing him under the bus?
Because he listens.
I predict he
was when Eric Neal was running ESPN LA.com, that Jim worked for him.
Yeah, Jim listens to the show every single day.
Okay, so now that's a good point, though.
I think heads will roll over this.
Yeah, they're really going to roll over
this. No, we do not want anyone fired.
No,
for
but
God's
Beto's
sake,
right,
we're not
though.
Oklahoma football. We're not firing
Jim
people.
Jim is gone.
But Beto's right. If the dude used to work at 710 and now he's the copywriter over...
No, it wasn't him. I'm just throwing a name out at
okay, because
he's just looking to throw somebody under the bus.
Seriously.
Somebody's going to get blamed.
Right.
Did you see on social media our chains?
Dude, I haven't seen it. But don't show them. I'm close my eyes right now.
Okay.
I heard Amanda Brown came in and said that there's chains.
Yes.
Okay. Is this like a swag chain that University of Miami has for like the turnovers?
No.
Or like legit for your neck?
Legit chain.
Shut up!
Yeah. Ireland.
Beto, I'm going to wear mine to a Laker game. I'm going to wear mine to a Laker game and not say anything about it.
CG.
And if anybody asks, I'm just going to go, what? It's my chain.
Man, I just
let me see. Let me see what you got.
Cool gangster.
What
CG.
The hell is wrong with
yeah.
You
yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
There you go. You see it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait.
So Beto,
did
you remember
CG?
Okay. Like Beto, you remember
no,
this?
No, Corporate Greg.
Death Row. Uh-huh. Okay, you remember this? Now look at this.
I never thought John Ireland would say we're comparing ourselves to Death Row.
What is going on
here?
It's like White
Rose.
This is
badass.
No way, dude. Jorge looks tough.
Jorge does look tough.
John, if it's so great, why aren't you wearing yours?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Jorge looks like...
Where'd these come from?
Mason got them for everybody.
I had them made
Amazon
by
special.
Jonathan
from Amazon, Lindsay. Amazon.
My bad.
Okay, so Jorge looks like he works at Pitbull Planization on XM. That's where he looks like. Okay. K45. John looks like he's a guy who just got divorced and is moving to Palo Ray. He's going to be a Tony Pease and like, hey, there you go on my boat.
I'm going tonight.
That's where I live.
Mace?
Yeah.
Mace looks tough. Mace looks badass.
It kind of goes with
no,
Mace.
No, but with the way his hat is just off a little bit to the left, and then his neck.
That,
no.
Yeah, my hat is a little off center. You're right. Yeah,
dude, you look tough, Mace.
Yeah.
You look tough.
Mace, you got to get your dog like a matching one.
No, look at Bergie. Look at who like did the shave for Bergie. Looks tight.
Yeah, CG. I like that, by the way, for a name for Bergman. CG is a good name.
I think it's so rude that you didn't get him for all of us.
No, it's okay.
A friend of mine just texted me. Content's light today, isn't it?
Whoever that friend is, it's every day.
Yeah. It's every day to football.
She liked the conversation about Oklahoma football, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mace, why?
You know, back when the All-Star game happened, Ronald Acuna Jr. was wearing a big chain, and we talked about it on the show, because it was like $40,000, some crazy number.
Something cheap.
And I said, well, you know, we should all get chains. So, and everybody's like, right. Yeah, you're all good. No, and I went out and did it.
You know what my favorite part is?
What?
Is that on the tweet, ESPN Mason and Ireland, it's got the picture of all you guys, but up at the top, John Mason and Steve Ireland.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yep.
With Corporate Greg and Vote for Jorge. That's his name, Vote for Jorge.
Yep, nice. That's where we're going with.
It goes with Jorge, but Mace.
Yeah.
What?
Mace, you look good.
Thank you, man.
Trust me, I would tell
you.
Host of the year.
I'm wearing it to the track on Friday.
Yeah, oh, that'll go.
Yeah.
Dope.
You know, you should look like you would be at Aqueduct right now.
At Aqueduct, sure.
My mutter was a mutter.
Yeah. So, so Cappy, how is the show? I listen every day, but how is it working without Sedano?
Huh.
You kind of run the show. That's what I was thinking when the last time I heard you on there. I was like, now Cappy's got the steering wheel. Look what Cappy's doing. He's swerving all over the place.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, I kind of miss Sedano a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
Do you?
In a weird way, I like being the number two guy.
Me too.
It's great.
Like, I really do.
You're the number one, Mace.
I know. There are a lot of days I would come in and I'm like, God, I wish I was the number two. I wish I was just the guy that
never giving it up.
Along.
I'll tell you that right now.
The two is a good gig. Yeah, I'm still out there listening every single day. You guys should get now the chain thing is done. Like, that's kind of what we're in the business of, right? We come up with something, then you come up with something, then we could.
Yeah, but
like
you have your neighborhood. I'm already jealous of your chains.
No, because
you're I was jealous of your taco night.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
We'll deliver, John.
What about your neighborhood on Twitter? You have a neighborhood on Twitter,
the
right?
Community, get it
it's
right. Have some respect.
Yeah, it's a community.
I have great respect.
Yeah, you're
for
not
it.
In.
I have great respect.
In the community, you need a real chain, not this fake stuff right
yeah
there.
I have not even applied
what you,
for the
what
community.
You calling fake, man? That's a real thing.
This is real
yeah, your neck is green right now, bro.
Dude, when you put on a chain like that, you say things like, what you know about chains?
what's up players
yeah
what's up, baller?
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is
let's get after it.
That was actually from a Lakers game.
Yeah,
that was
Mason
awesome.
Dared me to say that.
Let's get
you
after
know
the it
Michelle Tafoya bit.
Yeah, the
remember you guys used to give her Monday Night Words?
She was good at it.
Yeah,
she dropped a lot
of
them in there.
She got some crazy words in there, yeah.
But let's get after it. I think I know what that's supposed to be, like teasing, right?
What?
Well, what do you guys think it is?
Well, I know what it is. It came from Chris Cuomo.
Yes, okay.
Let's get after it.
Right, every time
he would
do like a monologue.
To say it in a Laker game, so I just did.
Yeah. Chris Cuomo from CNN.
Yeah.
Let's get after it.
Also,
like,
why is Telemundo on in the studio right now?
You knew you were coming. We wanted you to feel comfortable.
Wow. Really?
Whoa.
Thank you, mi amigo.
Yeah.
Mi amigo. Hell whoa. Yeah.
Probably because it's, you know, my favorite show that I was watching yesterday, which is Chicas Caliente. And so I turned it on yesterday in the studio.
That's your favorite show,
man. Yep. He's the guy.
Might be. Hey, we're done.
Yeah, we're out. We're out of stuff to say.
No, really? Why don't you hang out a little bit? Because it's gonna be a rough show. I already have a feeling.
Why do you think it's gonna be a rough show?
Because man, the last
you and Cap, is, that's not
no,
rough.
Because he's all jealous that he didn't get a chain, so he's gonna be an hour of complaining that he didn't get a chain.
And how come?
Well, why? What should we do? We should have our own thing. He's gonna try to steal your bit. That's what he's gonna do.
Yeah, but
well, it's completely stealable. If you want to go out and get chains, we don't care.
I'll send you. It's Jonathan in Beverly Hills. He's the one that did it. Same guy that did the Rams rings, right?
Same size. Mm-hmm. Same size.
A lot of bling.
By the way, that guy's name is Jason, but try.
No, this is his brother Jonathan. Yeah, Jonathan. Okay. Street, kind of a low-end jeweler.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. We are back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Cappy, I'm excited about Friday. Do it, man. Do it.
All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to try and get a day off on Friday.
Cool, man. Coming up next for you is Cappy with Beto, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Boom, bang, bing. Do, da, da, dee. Bing, ba, da, bing.
There you go. Get after it, baby. Get after it.
Yeah, see, and it's better in person. You know what I'm saying? Like when I really am playing the bass and I'm slapping it way up high. Bing, ba, da, bing.
Oh, I got the video of that. It's awesome. I watch it every morning when I wake up.
You do? Is that why you wake up in the morning?
Oh, yeah. That's it right there. You want to feel good about yourself? Watch Cap slap that bass.
So, Beto Duran, you just said during Super Crosstalk you didn't have a good feeling about today's broadcast that's upcoming. Tell me.
Because you're going to be jealous that everybody got chains from Steve Mason and you didn't get one.
Well, I'm not really jealous that I didn't get one. I'm more jealous that I didn't think of it, you know? And then even if I would have thought of it, then I probably would have procrastinated and not really bought it.
Or but you would have put it in your inbox on Amazon and not bought it, right?
Right.
You wouldn't have checked out.
But
you would have been like, hey, Lindsay, can you show me how to do this?
Right.
Or I'll Venmo you if you buy it.
Right.
Oh, there he would have bought them, but then it would have been the ones without the names. It just would have said name instead of actually personalizing. Yeah.
I think I would have probably had chains for everybody that said SNK, Sedano and Cap. You see what I'm saying?
That makes sense? Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah. What about Wilden? I like the Wilden.
You do? You know, I
like the Wilden shirt. That's pretty cool.
Now, you saw what happened when I was wearing the Wilden shirt this past weekend, I hope.
No, I wasn't active. I was working. I actually had to focus on work, so I didn't really see much.
Oh, you'll like this one, Beto.
That's right. I forgot. You were working a big fight this weekend, looking sharp.
Yeah, I was in Texas. I worked a Virgil Ortiz fight this weekend, so I was doing a lot of stuff for Golden White. During the week for fight week, I host the press conferences, do interviews for YouTube, and host a press conference. What else I do? I do the weigh-in, then I do the undercard, and then I do social media stuff for them. So I wasn't really caught up on what happened in the community. I try to keep track of the community, but with the time difference and everything else, I really couldn't listen. I heard Ramona and DeMarco one day. That was pretty cool. They're fun.
Yeah.
But what happened to you?
So I was wearing the Sedano and Cap Wilding t-shirt this past weekend at a blues festival in Mammoth.
Oh, you went up there? I've always wanted to do that.
To go to the Blues Festival or go to Mammoth?
Both. No, the Blues Festival in Mammoth. I love Mammoth, especially in the summer. I've always wanted to go to that Blues Festival, but it's hard to figure out the weekend, you know. With the kids, your schedule is, what soccer game am I going to be at or what basketball game am I going to be at? But I've always wanted to go and do that. That one and then Bottle Rock in Napa, I've always wanted to do that.
I have never been to that one either, but this was the first time I was in Mammoth.
Nice.
You're going to love this. You ready? So I'm wearing a Sedano and Cap Wilding t-shirt.
Okay. I love how you're branding yourself in Mammoth. There you go.
Well, right.
If you don't do it, who's going to do it for you?
Beto, that's exactly how I feel. Precisely how I feel. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, Amanda Brown, our program director, our boss, she made a comment on my Instagram post. She said, I love how you walk around promoting your own show. I'm like, right.
You're a billboard.
Right. Who else is going to do it?
Hey,
right.
Who else is going to put sight in on Jim Rome's show?
That's right.
Exactly.
And by the way, that has sparked a lot of the community to come join and participate. It's awesome.
Exactly.
I love the support. I like to support what people are doing. I like when they support what I do.
There you go.
So I'm wearing the Sedano and Cap t-shirt, and this very attractive blonde woman, Beto, walks up to me, right? And she's wearing like these really tight jeans. She's got a nice tuchus. She got these bell bottoms on. Hot, man.
Okay.
She walks up on me, and she sees the Sedano and Cap t-shirt because she sees me from behind. She stands right next to me. Of course, I'm unfazed because it's not unusual for a hot woman to come up to
me. Like, only one? Come on now.
Right. And then she reaches over and she grabs my butt.
Stop it.
True story.
So Rachel was standing next to you and grabbed your butt.
No. Rachel was standing behind me and she took the picture of this woman grabbing my butt.
Then
true story.
You know who it is. You know who that woman is. Because there's no way a stranger's going to do that and you're telling the story and gloating about it. Nah, man. There would have been a fight somewhere.
What kind of fight?
About
who's
to be
fighting?
A girl fight? I mean,
he claims that Rachel was so flattered by the fact that a woman was hitting on her man.
No.
Look on the Instagram. He credits Rachel in the caption for taking the photo.
Nah, this is sus. As Laura would say.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I had questions, too, but they kind of just got brushed off yesterday.
So,
what would you like to know?
Okay, hold on, Cap. Okay. So the lady grabbed you. And then what? I want to hear the rest of the story.
And then I said to her, I said, how's my phone feel? Because I had my phone in my left pocket. And she didn't realize it when she went in for the grab. She went in and I had the phone in my left pocket rather than in my right pocket. And she grabbed me and I was like, so how's my phone feel? And which I thought was a funny thing to say.
As the music is jamming, you guys are having a conversation.
Music is blasting. There was a gentleman playing by the name of,
on your Instagram?
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
Let me go pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up and tell me what you think.
Okay, so the lady walks up to you.
She walks up to me.
And you tell her, how's my phone feel? What does
she say? No. She walked up to me. She stood next to me. I looked over and went, oh, hey, how you doing? Kind of thing, you know? And then she grabbed my butt. But the problem was my phone was in my pocket. So when she went to grab it, she didn't really get butt. She got phone.
Is she trying to, like, steal your wallet?
Okay, some people have asked that.
Yes, there are a lot of comments about that.
Some people have asked.
I'm looking at it right now. She's very casual about it. But then you look at her. Now, Cap, look, I'm saying is, if you know you got your girl with you, how come Rachel's not standing next to you? Why is she standing behind you getting ready to take a picture?
These are very good questions.
Now, also, if you know your girl, did you know Rachel's by you?
Yeah, of course. We were together.
Okay. And if a woman grabs you, how come you're not jumping back 10 feet, like going, whoa, my girlfriend's right here. What are you doing?
Because I was like, I like being touched.
And I'm looking at the picture. You're looking at her like, no big deal.
Yeah, like, what's up, girl?
Like, you know her.
Maybe I do.
So you do know who it is.
Maybe I do know her now.
It all makes sense now.
What you mean?
Oh, so it was planted.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
What? No plant.
Well, you knew her.
Cap, you're letting this woman grope you, man.
What's wrong with that?
And also, why do you got a backpack? You're like 12.
You know why? Okay, funny reason. You asked me that question. Because I was the pack mule. Because Rachel was like, I want to take this and I want to take that. But I don't want to carry it on my back, so you're going to have to carry it.
So because you have to carry her backpack, somebody can come up and grab you? It's okay?
I guess that's the rule.
Man. Hey, but good for you. So what happened? After you told her, hey, there's my phone, did you say, can you get away from me? I'm taking.
No, what do you think I did? I took my phone out of my pocket, I moved it to my right pocket and out of my left, and I go back in.
Man, forget this. I'm done with this story. See? There's no way. There's no way that happened.
Lies.
There's no way that happened. Rachel didn't hit nobody?
No hitting.
Does Rachel know the woman?
She does now.
But she didn't before. The woman was a stranger when this all occurred.
Yeah.
She was a stranger.
Yeah.
And you guys hadn't previously met her throughout this trip?
Perhaps.
See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Better, you're not buying this, are you?
I was trying to, man. I was trying to. But knowing if Rachel wasn't was it there,
a, was
then
it
I'd
a,
be
like
all
a
right.
community affair?
Was it a
what?
Community affair.
Like a group event.
What does that
like
mean?
A group situation. Event?
I don't know. Me and Lindsay are trying very like strategically to ask a question.
Yeah, what is it you guys want to know?
Forget it. No, don't answer this. Move on. Anyways, Lakers, training camp. Let's move on, Cap. No, don't engage them, Cap. Leave them alone. Leave them alone.
I know that we're not the only ones that are wondering.
Yeah, now I get you. No, move forward.
No,
Cap, where are you at? You still in Mammoth?
No, I'm back.
All right, cool. You feeling
are
good?
You? Wait.
Let's start the show. Turn off the microphone, ladies, because we're not answering that. Move on, Cap. Change the subject real quick.
All right, see, this is so you see, Beto said during Super Crosstalk he had big concerns about today's broadcast.
Shocker.
And already, look where we are. Yeah. Look where we are. Uh-huh. Now, Beto, let me talk to you about something. Now, the last time you and
break,
I were together.
Man. I need some water already.
No, hold on a second.
I need a cocktail.
Now, the last time you and I were together, okay?
You're sweating.
Wow, wait, really?
Can I give it one more stab at this question?
No!
Go ahead, Lindsay Baseball. Right, go ahead, Double out. H.
Are you in Rachel, open to fun?
Well, yeah, we love fun. We're totally open to fun. We love fun.
I'm trying to tastefully and tactfully.
If he can't figure it out, let it be. Let's move on.
I mean, he didn't remember when I talked about the drink and he was like, what?
Bum, ba-dum, bum. There we go. Heck of a Monday here on ESPN Radio.
Yeah, Sagano even on Cap. Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday? Oh, it's Tuesday. Yeah. Whatever it
ding, is. Ding, bing, ba-da-boom.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, this is a perfect way to start the show. Because last time Beto hosted for Sedano, let me tell everybody what happened. The show ended, and a longtime listener tweeted to the show. And so this is going back to, I want to say it was August 1st. And
like
the next day,
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, the listener was listening to the archived podcast on the ESPN LA app. So Antonio, whose Twitter is GiveMeTacos45, at GiveMeTacos45, says, listening to this past Friday show, at Duran Sports, that's Beto, needs some more sunshine and positivity in his life.
Oh, man, I remember that tweet.
Dude hates everything Scott Kaplan. Please give this man a hug.
Yeah, first of all, no hugs. Don't bring it in. And that tweet was weak, man. It was, that show was, man, that show, you frustrated me so much. And now I know why Sedano needs extra vacation from his vacation, because you were off the rails that day. You, to quote Mason, F it Friday. You were doing everything that you shouldn't be doing. You weren't locked in. You weren't focused. You were just, you even admitted you were out there.
True, I did. But true. That is 100% true. I did admit that I was out there, okay? Because it was a Friday.
I remember tweeting back to the guy, whatever. I defended
myself. Here's
what
you said.
Let me know.
Here's what you said. You said, lottery talk and getting interns in trouble, stealing strangers' pizza. You did not put in my Will Smith boycott. You forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
And then your line is, what a show.
Exactly.
What a show.
He's talking
about the lottery. He's talking about stealing some guy's pizza. What a freaking... You walked out when I was going through my whole Will Smith boycott. You wouldn't even participate.
No, because... Okay, we're not going to rehash this. But no, I am always in a great mood. I always love working radio. But that day, I remember going home. You know how a real man who has a real blue-collar job always says on in the movies, oh, I need a drink, right? It's just like a bit in the movies. No, I walked out of here going, damn, I'm going to the Yard House. I went straight down there, got me a little cognac, and I sat there for a good hour waiting for traffic to die out, because that day I earned it. I earned it because you were out there. Your Will Smith bit, which I have no idea what it's all about. All I know that it's old. I came back from the bathroom, and I was like, no, do not talk about this. And I went to the bathroom. Our break's only 2 minutes. And I was locked out, and I come back, and you're on the air talking about Will Smith. I'm like, hey, this fool's really doing this. Hey, don't forget it. I'm going to sit out here. And you just kept on going. I'm like, you know what? Does he even know that I'm not there? Like, you were just in a zone.
I
sat next to Laura and Funch, I was in the studio.
You took a picture.
I took a picture. And yes, another thing. I even tweeted how I wasn't in the studio, and you kept on going.
Right.
So, in other words, you're welcome, because I gave you content.
Right. All right? So just to be clear, Give Me Tacos 45 says that Beto needs a hug.
Nope.
He needs more sunshine.
I don't need anybody touching me.
He hates on everything.
I love everything.
Beto replies that lottery talk, getting interns in trouble, stealing strangers' pizza, Will Smith boycott, what a show.
Yeah.
And then I reply, I feel like I know what I'm doing, but next time you play the role of Sedano, I'm going to follow your lead. That's what I said. So here's what I think we should do. Coming up, let's have Beto decide where we go today.
You don't want this.
No, I do.
You do not want that smoke, bro. Hey, Cap, you do not want to let me lead the show.
I'm going to throw
you. Do not want to let your replacement lead the show.
I want to throw by you what you want to talk about and what you want to
stay away from. It's not even about what I
want
to talk about. You don't want me being the number one. You don't want me to get the lead. You don't give me the ball, bro.
Should we give
him
the ball?
Westbrook don't pass?
All right, Twitter community, circle of trust, Should we give Beto the ball? Stick around.
Don't do it.
This
don't
is Sedano and Cap on 710
ESPN. You sure?
All right, it's Tuesday afternoon. It's Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN. Beto Duran is in today for Sedano. Now, hey, Beto.
Yes, sir.
A couple weeks ago, you took me to East LA for a taco tour. And everybody wants to come hang out. Everybody wants to, like, get together as a community.
All right.
So I don't know if you know this or not, but on Wednesday, August 24th, from 4 to 7 p.m., we're going to be at Homebound Brew House at Union Station downtown.
Oh, nice.
So come hang out. We want everybody to come down, be a part of it. It's August 24th, Homebound Brew House, Union Station. We're going to see everybody there. Sedano, Cap, Laura, Lindsay Baseball. Clinton says he's coming. Beto, will you come out and hang out?
Don't know. I might not be in the country, so... If I'm here, I'm here. If I'm here, I'm here. There it is.
You're saying that if you're here, you're here?
Yep.
Okay, I understand now. Now yeah. I got it. Okay. Beto Duran, I'm going to throw you a list
of
things.
That sounds fun, though. Brewery at 4 o'clock, downtown, some good taco spots around the corner. Oh, yeah.
Dude, East Side Cap is coming back, you know.
Well, you're not going to be on the East Side, but I get you.
No, but I'm saying that I want to go back to the East Side.
We'll just stay to downtown, all right? Okay. Overa Street Cap. We'll be all right there.
Okay. When is our next taco tour, by the way?
Hey, bro. Come on, man. I thought we're trying to be healthy here. I thought we're changing
no,
it up.
No, September
right
6th. September 6th, I start. What's so funny?
So you want to pack on even more weight?
No, I don't want to pack on more. Like, my mindset is starting to shift now. Like, I'm starting to get more disgusted with myself when I go to eat something and I know I shouldn't eat it. So, like, that's good. My mindset is starting to change.
All right. All right. Here you go.
Okay. So now, listen. You told me... You don't like Will Smith boycott talk. You don't like
just,
me.
It's dumb. Nobody gets it anymore.
Okay.
That was like, good 6 months ago.
Okay. You don't like my conversation about stealing the guy's pizza next to me at the
no,
bar?
No, because you didn't own up to the fact that you were stealing.
Okay. You didn't want me talking about how much money we were all going to win in the lottery. As a matter of fact.
You guys didn't win a damn thing.
No, no, no. This is all your fault. Let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
You told me, don't play the lottery, don't play the lottery. So you know what I did? I didn't play the lottery.
Well, that's you being weak-minded.
Well, you know what?
Do what you want to do. Why are you listening to a
scrub
filling
host? I had all the winning
host?
Numbers. I had all the winning numbers. I would have won $2 billion, and because of you, I didn't win.
Yeah. Hey, Cap, you know what? You should be retired right now. You should quit the show.
Right.
Quit
yes,
the show.
I should be.
Quit
I, no,
the show
I can't
right
do it now.
Now.
I can't do it now.
Well, oh, now you want to listen.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so all of these topics were uninteresting to you. So
no, it wasn't. Look, the lottery talk, that's like morning wacky zoo radio. Like, ha, ha, ha. Yo, let's go buy lottery tickets. What are we going to do? Are you coming to work tomorrow? Like, that's what that was. That was that bit. And then you were trying to get the interns in trouble by sending them to go buy lottery tickets. Like, it's a different day and age. Interns can sue, bro. Come on
now. Oh, really? Oh, so interns can't go get coffee? They can't go get lottery tickets?
They're not there to be Aaron. You know, they're not there for you
we
for
would,
that.
Man.
They're
we would
to work.
Get in big trouble, Cap, if we were like, if we sent the interns to go get coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, you're
like,
kidding me.
There were class really, action lawsuits.
Seriously.
Bro.
I was
really?
Like, it's not like back in my day when I was interning.
Dude, I got so much coffee.
I don't
so
think I ever
coffee.
Got coffee, but still.
Yeah. It,
oh, dude,
once
I
again,
got tons of coffee.
Yeah, in the 80s, it's 2022 now, man.
So you can't get kids to get with coffee? You can't make them, you know,
no,
like
they have
it?
To do job duties.
Cap, okay. They get paid now.
Okay, so they get paid to go get coffee. No?
No, that's not in the job title.
It has right. to have something that has to do. It has
Cap,
to be
Cap
would have
been so good.
What they're doing, you know, like for the internship.
Cap would have been amazing in Mad Men. He would have just been so perfect right there. A martini lunch, pack of cigarettes on the desk, ready to go.
Yeah. Are you a martini guy, Cap?
Not really.
No?
In Mad Men.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Right. So, Beto, here, I'd like to throw
so
some thoughts
by you. So
that's what
it was. I'm just more of like, hey, trying to keep you, trying to rein you in, bro.
Okay. I'm going to throw you a list of thoughts here, and you tell me, check, you're down to talk about these things, or this is not a topic that you care to discuss on a day like today.
Look,
ready?
Cap, also. Look.
Yeah. All right.
I know my role. I'm the number two guy. I'm the fill-in guy, right? But I feel comfortable now in the community.
You know,
and the circle of trust that you have here.
I mean, after you hit that home run and walked off the, I mean, come on. The crowd was yelling, Beto, Beto, Beto. I mean,
and if you had gotten me out, then I'd have a different attitude. But right. Now the ego has grown.
Right.
I'm peacocking all over this place, man. Mm-hmm. It's just, what are you going to do? Kick me out? No, you can't get rid of the folk hero. I won the crowd. I'm Maximus. I won the crowd at Gladiator, man. What are you going to do now?
Right. There's nothing. You're untouchable now.
Exactly.
You're above the law.
Well, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? So are you really going to let me be in charge today?
Well, rather than let you, quote unquote, be in charge, all right, what if we throw some topics at you and you tell us, yes, I'm in for this one, no, I'm out for that one, And then the ones that you're not in on, those are the ones we'll probably talk about.
All right, now let me take people behind the curtain.
All right, guys.
So from what I've heard, Sedano and Cap have a show meeting before the show, and they talk about stuff. I and Cap don't. So I don't know where he's coming from with this. All I know is that for you, the people that run the Sedano Psy account, get ready. There's going to be a lot of Psy's coming here because this is the conversation that you have with Lindsay before the show.
Well, you kind of know because you glance at the rundown. So you.
Well, yeah, I read the rundown, but that has nothing to do with what you and Cap talk about. So I don't know what Cap's bringing to me right now. So you tell me. These are real topics of how you want to talk about. A couple months ago when I filmed in with you, you wanted to start the show with Aaron Donald retirement talk. Really?
And then what you did is you were like, no, man, come on. We're not talking about Aaron Donald retiring. Come on, man. It's a Super Bowl. They just won the Super Bowl. We're not talking about that now. Come on. Move on. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah. And where's Aaron Donald at? He's at training camp, right?
Well, here, I'll give you another example. Okay. Last time you were hosting, I was like, can you believe that Matthew Stafford did not throw one pass in the offseason? Should we be worried about his elbow?
Yeah,
and you're like, Cap, come on. Come on, Cap. Yeah. Come on, stop. We're not talking about his elbow right now. They just started training camp. Come on.
Hey, what's he doing? He's throwing darts at training camp, right?
Right, but what's the media doing? Covering that story that we were talking about like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, because who fed it to him?
We did?
Yes. Oh. No.
Oh, no. No, we didn't.
Namaste
is right. Calm down, breathe. Take a Sedano sigh if you have to.
Woosa.
Namaste. I'm like, all right, go ahead. I've been watching too much Curb. That's what the problem is.
Too much Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, I think I'm hanging out with Larry too much.
Really? What's the deal? Where are you at? Are you like watching it in order?
Yeah, I went back. I've watched it before, so I'm just rewatching it.
What season are you in?
When they go to New York.
But is Leon already living with them?
Oh, absolutely. You can't do the show without Leon.
Right. I mean, the show without Leon is.
Exactly.
Doesn't really make sense anymore. So, okay. So I'll throw you some topic ideas, and you tell me if you're in on these or you're out on these. You ready?
These are from the mind of Cap.
No, these are from the things that we talked about before the show that we think, you know, we probably would like to get to today. But I, like you're saying, Aaron Donald, I wanted to talk about Aaron Donald. You're like, that's a dumb thing to talk about. I wanted to talk about Stafford's arm. You're like, no, that's stupid. So I'm going to throw you a bunch of stuff. You tell me what you like and what you don't like.
Okay. All right.
All right. Are you interested in the whole Kevin Durant, keep me, but fire the general manager and coach? Are you interested in that topic?
Yeah, that's drama. And you know me, I love Team Petty. I love when people who are super millionaires and trying to argue with a billionaire and they're fighting for, you know, supreme dominance. That's what this is. Kevin Durant telling him what he should be doing. The owner saying, no, I'm not going to do this. This is like why I like the Succession, that show. And, you know, Billions, those people who are like super high ego driven. They both think they're in charge and they're just fighting for it. I'm all about that. Okay. Brooklyn, New York talk. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Good. So Linz, you can mark that one down. Beto likes the KD talk.
And I love KD. That's my guy.
Okay.
You know, he's kind of related to me. He's a Durant.
He's swiping right on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it.
Now, Clinton Yates seems to leave a lot of messes at the studio for which we, the Sedano and Cap Show, gets blamed on the air. Beto, is that nonsense talk or is that something you'll engage in?
You want to create a rift between other shows? Did I not just say I'm Team Petty all day long? Who's blaming CY? Who's blaming him?
Okay, we'll talk about that coming up. I'm glad you bit on that one. Very good.
I defend my guy CY, man. Let me start no nonsense.
Okay, all right, but good, you're in on that.
Save it for the show, Beto.
Ooh, that sounds like my boxing producer. Save it for the show.
All right, Beto, have you seen the report that high school football numbers are down, meaning there are fewer kids playing high school football now than ever before? Have you seen these studies and seen the data that's been released?
Yeah, and I have a different perspective on that because the data came out today about the numbers are down, but then there's a couple other programs, especially here in Southern California, also in Texas and Florida, where the numbers are through the roof. So it's a different perspective. It's a different look, and the numbers can always be skewed. Heck yeah, I want to talk about that.
Lindsay, do you believe what's going on here? Laura, do you hear what's happening?
We're 3-for-3. This is going good, Cap.
This is unbelievable.
Well, you're
bound to hate something sooner or later.
No. You gave me two petty stories and a high school football. That's my wheelhouse.
Okay, let me ask you this. Yesterday, Clinton was in, and Clinton and I were trying to get Lindsay to tell us about her dating life, which she will share no information whatsoever.
Or long leash.
Okay, right. And
Laura talked. What'd you say? What'd you say, Laura?
I don't know. I said short or long leash.
That's right. So
I don't know. Okay. You were talking. Laura was talking. So what did you say?
Go ahead, Laura. You tell him.
No, what was the story? It was, all I heard was Lindsay and then two voices I heard.
Laura, would you like to explain this story?
I was just saying because they dubbed it the short long leash because Lindsay possibly was going on a date, but she wasn't really inclined to share on air.
She told us it was none of her business. She was going to go on a dog walking date with a guy.
Okay.
And I told her I want to know if the guy has a long leash or a short leash because that's going to tell us a lot about this guy.
So what's the question?
Well, the question is, do you want to have this conversation as the afternoon goes on?
No, I want to hear about Lindsay's dog walking date, whatever.
Thank you, better.
Because it involves a dog. That's the last thing I care about.
Remember, he met my dog. He didn't like him. He
was
scared of him.
Scared of
you should know dog related. I'm out.
I was like, I'm like, Beto, can you hold this leash for like 5 minutes?
That was a long leash too. I left that dog was in the parking lot.
He was like, seriously? And I was like, wait, you don't.
It was 11
like,
minutes.
Seriously?
I counted 11 minutes. You said five. It was 11. No, I don't want to hear about no dog walking.
How about Lindsay's dating life and long leashes versus short leashes?
Lindsay's date.
All right. Well, it looks like we lost him on this one.
We hear enough from you and like your endeavor, so I'm good. I'm good with other people's dating lives.
Okay. How about
let's hear about you and your amigas.
Oh, you like that, don't you?
Whoa.
The playground.
I know a lot of people
think
it's
hot. There's a lot of people weighing in on Twitter apparently about this. Laura,
what do they think?
You're so money, Cap.
What are they saying?
You know, there's
these. Just look at them. Just look
at the playground.
We're trying to find a tactful, tasteful way to bring.
All right, what else you got? What else you got, Cap?
All right. Do you want to talk today about how Manny Machado says that he's not worried?
Shocker, you're bringing up a Padre. Of course I want to talk about Manny Machado. Oh.
Good, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Nothing like 619 talk in the 323-310.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Hey,
right,
Manny Machado, I'm all about you.
No, we got to nix that one. That one doesn't work
Why?
For
Why? I like him.
You do?
Manny Machado? Heck yeah.
I don't like him.
So of course we're talking Manny Machado.
Okay, we'll get there. Aaron Rodgers. Should Aaron Rodgers be punished by the NFL for ayahuasca? Do you know what that is?
Look, if you're going to do whatever you want to do to your body, go for it. Go NFL? Man, who cares?
All right. Will LeBron sign his extension? Is that a conversation you're willing to have, Beto Duran?
Normally I wouldn't, but training camp around the corner and the deadline is already, I mean, the day where he could have signed is there, and you're starting to see LeBron doing workouts with his sons, both Bronny and Bryce. So the LeBron conversation extension, yeah, because I have a couple little nuggets on that.
Okay, all right.
Especially, didn't McMenamin talk about that last week?
Yes, right. So, Lindsay, I'm going to say we're like 5 for 7, 6 for 8. Like, if this were free throw.
Nah, the Lindsay dating one don't count, man. That's somebody's personal life. You don't want to talk about it?
Right,
about
so that one's out. That one's no good.
Yeah.
That one's on the way out. There's a couple
like
other
Beto
ones.
Today.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah. He's making some good points, you know, and he's agreeing, he's being agreeable, he's being positive.
It's not even about being agreeable, it's what I want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting
he's
for, like.
He's ready to go.
I was waiting for Cap to bring him some sus topics. Which
not just sus, hella sus.
Yeah.
Right,
I thought we were going to break down, like, San Diego State's third tight end or the new stadium that they got. I mean, like, something like, that's what I thought you were going to bring
none
up.
None of that interests me, so no? I'm out on those things.
Yeah.
You talk about San Diego State's third tight end.
Dude, hey, but by the way, San Diego State's new stadium, awesome. Have you seen it, Ken?
It is a nice little stadium.
Ooh-wee,
nice,
man.
It's a nice little college football stadium.
It's going to be nice. I'm going down there for some games.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great to go see them play, you know, San Jose State. It's going to be awesome.
Perfect.
It's going to be just great.
Let's go.
I'll be at the USC game.
Lies.
If you need me.
Lies.
No, true.
No.
No chance. No chance. You don't get me to go to minor league college football games. Sorry.
Wow, look at you, Cap. Now that I'm leaving the show, I just got you talking San Diego State football and giving some opinions on the Aztecs, and you're calling them minor league.
Well, I mean, listen, Kirk Morrison's not going to be happy with me, but he knows what I'm saying. He knows.
Wait,
USC.
Didn't earlier I was talking about Kawhi wearing a Padres hat, and you were
love
and
it.
You said it was because he went to San Diego State, right?
Yeah, Kawhi went to San Diego State, number retired. He's working out at San Diego State this offseason, goes to a game, they give him a jersey. I mean, he's from the IE, so he doesn't have to claim Angels or Dodgers.
You're right. Okay.
He can. Where did he make his bones? San Diego State. So
still,
he's all about it.
Still makes him unlikable.
You're not going to like him anyways, unless he goes to TV.
Hey, listen. Kawhi got to L.A. and thought he was coming home. He went to a Rams game. They put him up on the big screen at the Coliseum. This is before they moved to SoFi. And everybody booed him. Everybody in the place booed Kawhi that night.
He don't care.
No, of course he don't care. He probably didn't even hear it. All right,
they don't boo nobodies.
That is the truth. Let me do this. So I think, Lindsay, based on everything we just talked about, we've got Beto engaged in about 72% of what we've planned for today's show.
Let's do it.
That's not bad.
So am I in charge or not? Because my friends want to know.
They want you to be in charge, huh?
I mean, I don't want to. I don't want to take your thunder.
That's all right. You can have it. All right, listen, if your vehicle is due for service, let's get you to head into the Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It's the home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. You know, for over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people just like you. No dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room. At Valvoline, you stay in your car while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, and much more. Just pull up, drive in, and drive out all in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. All right, I think the thing that Beto was most interested in was the numbers of high school football players on the decline. Let's get to that story. Why is that? Would you not let your kid play high school football? This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. My man, Beto Duran is in studio for Sedano. It's there Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN.
That's a good traffic jam right there. My homie Tanya is driving around OC. She knows. Salsera. You go out there, dance. And Cap, you ever done salsa?
I mean, you look at me. Do I look like the kind of guy that does salsa or don't I?
No, because I'm not going to get into the details of merengue with Cap.
I'm just saying.
I know. Let's keep it basic here, Laura. Yeah,
but I mean,
you know?
But Laura, look at me. Don't I look like the kind of guy that knows how to merengue?
No.
He can't
Come
even say
on, for
it.
Real?
But no, Cap, no. Have you ever just done it where they'll give you a lesson somewhere, like at a restaurant or anything like that?
Not at a restaurant, but yes, I have to admit, at one time, I did take a dance lesson.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
It was all right.
Have you ever seen Dirty Dancing? Because, I mean, they show you the basics in that.
I have seen Dirty Dancing. I feel like I'm capable of pulling off the basics. How about
nobody
you?
Nobody puts Cappy in the corner. Come on.
You tell Let's him, go. Dude.
Yeah.
Are we going to go dancing next? Are we going to do a dancing tour after
Let's
our taco tour?
Cap, let me tell you this. 6'2" white boy go salsa dancing. Ooh-wee.
It'll be fun.
Cap, you thought you got attacked at the Blues Festival. Oh, my God. And then you have that cool, like, endearing personality of, like, I'll try, and then you don't care if you're making a fool of yourself. And they're like, oh, qué bonito, here, let me show you. Let me spin you around. Oh, and you're like,
You're like the silly lady killer.
Yeah, but then you're athletic, so you actually know how to move, and you pick it up. And the next thing you know, Cap is the one spinning him around in the middle of the dance floor.
And then you tell him you were a former college athlete.
Oh!
Yeah. It's over.
And then you own horses. Oh.
Lots of pockets. Lots
and then
of pocket
Cap,
action.
That, you remember that line in Bull Durham with Max, the clown prince? Was who's he dancing with? All of them. That's going to be you.
Yeah.
Who's Cap dancing with? Toda la señorita.
Si. Oh, yeah.
Personal hype man.
Mucha señorita.
Yeah,
si.
Yeah.
Laura, are you buying this? I mean, could this happen?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You know, they see you, they're going to be like, ooh, money.
Oh, really?
Yeah. in that Range Rover, yeah. too?
Oh, you got a Range? Yeah. Shocker.
No, dude, I saw it yesterday. I was like, ooh, black and white. Okay.
Yeah. I wish it was mine, though. I wish it was.
They don't need to know.
It's a sided one. It's all right.
No, it's all right. I said yesterday, Beto, I said, hey, listen, date a very successful businesswoman. You know, and she bought this beautiful car, and I pretty much drive it around all the day. You know, she doesn't ever drive. So I'm like, you bought this beautiful car for your boyfriend to drive you around in. But Laura, I got to say, it is pretty hot. That's a hot car.
It is. I saw it. I was like, ooh, gee, it's nice.
Yeah.
Quick question, Cap.
Yeah.
If you're driving that car around and you manage to, like, land the eyes and attention of one Jennifer Aniston, what does Rachel say about that? Because, you know, you're kind of like using her car to pick up another chick.
Hey, minor details.
That is a very, very good question. Let me get this straight. I'm driving around in Rachel's brand new Range Rover, and then I see Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
And I'm like, hey, how you doing?
And she's like, nice car. I'm going to give that guy a second look.
Right. You know, I would not normally talk to you if you were driving your real car, but since you're driving your girlfriend's car and I don't know that it's her car, I'm actually going to give you the time of day, pal.
She's probably thinking, like, oh, he's got to be some type of, like, media mogul or some type of, you know, venture capitalist.
Cap, just say, I drive this during the week to get around town.
Yeah, this is just my, you know,
for a week.
Just what I use to get around. Just a little sled that I use to get around.
Yeah,
nothing major.
Nice and easy.
Nothing too big.
Yeah.
And then once Jennifer Aniston and I start getting into our relationship, and then she says, hey, where's that nice Range Rover you had? And I'm like, oh, I had to give it back to my girlfriend, because once I started dating you, I gave her back her car.
Yeah, and Jennifer, we have a driver now. So what do we need a car for?
Right. Why do we need a car? We've got your cars.
And your plane.
Right. Yes. And your plane. That's exactly right.
Well, you can do the show from, the Poconos. Or what up, Cap?
Oh, dude. I love it.
Tell you, man. I got plans for you.
You do? What other plans you got for me?
Well, come on. Let's see. Let's see how the show goes. We still got another 2 hours.
All right, we do. You're right. So, Beto, we were talking about this, though, before, which is I thought this was really interesting today. The numbers of high school football players are down, and they are continually going down. And there's one school of thought that's like, well, you know, COVID happened and kids dropped out of sports. That absolutely did happen. There's no question about it. COVID turned some kids into, you know, guys who didn't want to play anymore, frankly. That's fine. But I was thinking, at least this is where my head was, I was like, I just figure that since the movie Concussion and all the talk about concussion and players and, you know, NFL players who've died or taken their own lives, you know, brains that have been studied, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you hear about all this and you go, I don't know if I want my kid playing high school football. So I really didn't know what the answer was as to why there were so many fewer players. You got a thought on this?
So there was a story in the LA Times today. Eric Sonheimer does a great job covering prep sports. This survey released showed that participation in football in California is down 7.6% since the 2019-20 survey. A lot of that has to do with COVID knocked out a lot of players who don't want to play anymore. Also, the lack of resources at a lot of schools because the lower level, like the freshmen, the JV teams, were no longer available to players, so they weren't playing. But on the flip side, you have schools like powerhouses that have their numbers that have gone up, like Loyola High, which is right down the street here on Venice. Over 100 kids out for freshman football. Jim Banker, the coach at Simi Valley, he has 60 freshmen out for football. Last year, he only had 30. You know, a school where my son goes to, St. John Bosco, they have over 180 kids in the program. So the elite power programs have the numbers that have gone up because you see the amount of kids that are going to colleges that are getting the scholarships. It's a big market out there. If you're a fifth grader right now, you have your personal receiver coach. You have your personal skills coach. You have, Rubio does his long snapping kick camp. You know, a good friend of mine, Aaron Perez, does the punter camp. The kids are specializing now in football in junior high to see what position they're going to play. So the numbers are there, and you see them going down, right? I wonder what's going on.
But I just wonder, let me ask you, though, do you think that, like, this is a concussion thing, though, or you don't even think that plays into it?
I honestly, I never saw the movie Concussion.
Me neither. I never did either.
But you have parents who are saying, you know what, I'd rather my kid play lacrosse. And the lacrosse numbers have gone up. The participation numbers, if you read the story, talks about how in other sports the numbers have gone up. Now, one of the things that I'm familiar with is LA Unified School District, because my brother's a principal and all executives there. The numbers of participation numbers in the LAUSD, those have gone down. Like Crenshaw High, great program back in the day. You know, DeAnthony Thomas went there, a lot of great players. They only have a varsity team. A lot of kids in the city section schools only have a varsity team because the numbers aren't there because of the lack of resources, the lack of funding to get them. And also, those kind of schools, you're not going to want to go and play a CIF school that has all the resources and get smashed. You know, because if you're at a school and there's a team that's 0-5, you're not really going to come out and play. So if you're in the days of also being a three-star athlete, they're kind of gone now because you specialize and you go in one because now baseball players are getting offered in eighth grade. Football players are getting offered as they're entering high school. Basketball players. So you're not going to risk the opportunity to when it's not your main sport to go play just for fun. You know this down in San Diego where you're at. The programs that are out there are so good, but then it's just you're only playing one sport. So I see where the story comes out, the numbers are down. Obviously, you see that. And a lot of kids, Scott, say it, in the affluent neighborhoods, they're not letting their kid play football.
Well, that's
they're going to soccer and lacrosse.
But the number, and we'll finish it up on this, the number down 7.6%.
Yep.
When you consider what happened in the last 2 years due to COVID and kids dropping out, you consider that programs, gave up on certain levels. You mentioned freshman and JV football. You mentioned, you know, schools that are not as well financed, not playing as much. So all these numbers, it doesn't make me think that there's some issue now where football is losing so many players. 7.6% doesn't sound like a lot when you build in all these other thoughts as to why that might be. Because my first thought was, oh, people don't want their kids playing because of concussions.
And also some schools, Scott, there's been a lot of schools that have been built that are smaller enrollment schools. Like a Center for Enriched Studies, for example, that might only have like 800 students at their school where they're not going to have a football program. So parents are now choosing, especially it depends on where you're at and the demographics of what neighborhood you're at. Do you want to send your kid to a school that's struggling that has a football program, or do you want to send them somewhere where I'd rather him be a student? Like, you have to know what kind of player and student that you have that's a student athlete. So the numbers do go down, and 7% have gone down since 2019. COVID had a lot to do with that too, but you still have the players that are there. 91,000 kids played high school football in 2018-19 in the state of California.
Let me just say this to everybody. When we come back, we're going to try and push Beto Duran into representing the Sedano and Cap show.
In what?
I'm going to tell you. I get paid for appearances.
What?
I'm going to tell you what we're going to try and push you into. Coming right back. Oh, this is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.